Give me a test on you. Go, like, test 1, 2, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Give me a test 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Test 1, 2,
remember,
three.
You're talking this way, like this. Okay, here.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Let's go here.
Test 1, 2, 3.
A little closer. Oh. Okay.
Test 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Do yours one more time.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Okay. I'll probably need you to speak at that volume.
Okay.
When I get to you.
One other thing you might want to say about the program is, like, I don't know if showcase is the right word, but, like, they get to see tons of local businesses and local entrepreneurs. They get to see and meet some of the most successful people in Jersey County, and it...
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to add that if you don't want
it. No, I would. I was just trying to think how I'm going to word it.
Like, I've just heard quite a few of you say that it's made you realize... About
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at,
Where are we?
All right. good morning, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBN Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois. Well, this morning, I have with me a teacher from Jerseyville Community High School. She teaches a very interesting class, it's Jersey County CEO Program. And it creates opportunities for young people, mostly seniors, to learn about how to develop a business, how to be an entrepreneur, and all the soft and communication skills that they will learn in this class to help them become better business people. And they also, I'll just let Liz Dugan, the teacher here at Jersey Community High School CEO class. Liz, welcome.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. How's it going?
Yes. Now, this is a pretty different class. This is kind of interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do, how it works?
Yeah. So I'll talk about the pillars of the program. And I would say one of the most unique things about the program is that we never meet at the high school. We always meet at local businesses. But the pillars are the beginning of the year. They do a project where they have to raise some money. They realize how easy it is to actually make $100 within a matter of 2 weeks. They use that money to fund their class business. So they create a business of whatever they choose out of the class. They all decide on a business, and then the funds, the profit from that business is then put into their individual businesses, which is where we're at this point in the spring semester. They each have developed their own individual business, and the startup capital came from their class business.
Okay, so this first semester... what was the business that you did the first semester?
They chose to do a book on the history of Jersey County, and they sold over 840 copies.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did the copies go for? How much?
$15 each.
All right. So they did well.
They did very well.
Now, they took that money, and they had it split up amongst them to use in their individual business.
They had to come up with startup capital requests, so each line item had an amount, and then the CEO board decided which items they would get, which they all got what they asked for. So
who is the CEO board, or what is the CEO board?
Yeah, so we have a board of directors that is some people from the school and then some local business owners, some people just involved with the investor side of things, and they kind of help the students as well.
Now, in this program, I understand that it is supported by local businesses.
Yes.
And several local businesses.
We are all about local.
Yes. And that's really cool.
Yeah. So we visit local businesses throughout the year as well. That's one of the fun parts of this program, is that students get to see how successful people are in Jersey County as a whole, and that you don't necessarily have to leave Jersey County to achieve a great level of success.
Or you could leave and you could come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring those skills back.
Just like you and I did.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Okay. And also, one more thing.
Go ahead. The biggest moment is coming soon of this program. They're going to have their trade show in April at Farm and Home on April 19th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. And this is where they each get to have their own booth and showcase their business. So they will have products and services available that day. So that's an exciting day for them.
That is exciting. And we also, you brought a few of the students.
I did.
Yes. So we're going to hear from them as well.
Yep.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Well, we have a few of the students in here for the CEO class. The first one I'll introduce is Jaylee Smith. Welcome, Jaylee. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Jaylee, have you enjoyed this program?
I have highly enjoyed this program, and I have learned so many skills that I did not think I would learn before.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, Jaylee.
So I am a senior in high school, and I did cheerleading all throughout high school. And now I spend my time outside with my family, and my biggest joy is coaching cheer for the DK Diamonds.
Well, fantastic. And what is the business that you put together for your CEO program?
So since I love coaching cheer so much, I've decided to do a cheer clinic, and it is called Jump Cheer. It will be in the summer, and it is a 3-day clinic that I plan to do annually, and they will just come to learn skills, confidence, team spirit, all the things that you would learn as a cheerleader.
Okay. So why do you think this will be successful? What are you doing different that maybe other cheer clinics aren't?
So there is no cheer clinic held in the summer as of right now. There's only one in the fall. So I was thinking any child that'd be interested in cheerleading, well, they would like to join a clinic in the summer. So I'm thinking it's going to go over successfully.
I think it will. So best of luck to you on that one.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, another student we have in the CEO program is with us today, Chloe Hall. Welcome, Chloe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Chloe, you're a senior?
Yes, I am.
What do you do for fun? What's your...
I show cattle, and I've been a lifelong member of the Jersey County 4-H program. I'm in FFA, and I also do bowling at the high school.
Ah, okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, what are you selling at the CEO trade show?
I am selling handmade wooden cow planters.
So you plant cows. You're planting cows? What are you planting?
No. They are like... planters that you put outside, and they're shaped like cows, but you grow flowers in them.
Oh, and you're going to make these yourself?
Yes, I make these myself. I am in a woods class at the high school, and I learned how to use all the machines at the high school, and I live on a farm, so I've been cutting them out by myself with a jigsaw and making them and painting them.
Well, aren't you something? That's fantastic. So you make all the parts. You put all your parts together at the school?
At my house. I learned how to put everything together at the school. I made a folding table at the school in my woods class. And I used that to help me learn how to do this with the help and assistance of my dad.
And you have a wood shop at your house?
Yes,
at your home.
I live on a farm.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's great. And why do you think this product is just going to sell so well?
Well, right now there are no other stores that sell cow planters, and I like to think that cows are such an amazing part of Jersey County, and for people in town, you can start your own herd in your very own backyard.
That's right. Well, you know, the thing with it is, you know, they always nicknamed Jersey County as Cowtown.
Yeah.
So this is perfect. Yeah. So if you really want to be a true resident, you know, show your support and loyal to Jersey County, you should have one of these planters.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm so nervous.
It's like nerve-wracking.
Well, another senior. Hold on.
Do you want me to stop it and start it?
No, it's all right. Now, another senior in the CEO program is Holly Rickliffs. Welcome, Holly.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Great. So, what about you? What do you do? What's your thing?
I am a current JCHS senior. I participate in cheer and try to keep up with tumbling and all fun activities outdoors. And I'm currently spending a lot of time working on building my business.
Your business? What is your business?
My business is called Spirit by Holly, and they are game day athletic buttons.
Yeah, athletic buttons.
Yes.
And they, you can print anything you want on this button.
Yes.
Okay. And do you just do game day buttons, or can you do other buttons too?
Currently, right now, I am just doing game day buttons, but more in the future, I am planning on targeting Little Miss and Miss Jersey County contestants, possibly political campaigns and fundraisers.
Yeah, that's great. I think there's great opportunities for you there, for sure. And you do this all at your own home?
Yes.
And you have a little setup in your bedroom, or where you got it at?
It's currently right now just hanging out in my living room.
Oh, I bet your mom loves that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, best of luck to you. Oh, best of luck to you on this button campaign, all right? And we'll see you around.
Thank you, Chris. I went to the outdoor.
Thank you very much. Test 1-2, 1-2 test. Go ahead, do a test.
A test.
Okay. Remember, you're looking this way right here and talking this. Come
you
here.
You just want it to roll the whole time?
Yeah.
So like
yeah,
right
just,
here?
Yep, just be rolling.
Okay.
All right. Well, we also have a few other students here, CEO students, seniors. Libby McCormick. Welcome, Libby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I see some of the things that you do is you love to play tennis.
Yes.
Yes. So what position do you play in tennis?
I was number one singles.
Ooh, nice, yeah. Nice. Number one single. Hear that, Bradley, yeah. Over there? Number one single.
I do.
You're number one single, too. Wow, how about that? All right, so I hear also you're a twin.
Yep.
You have a twin. Twin what?
Twin sister. Identical.
Identical. Yep. All right. You guys had some fun with that, being identical twins.
Yeah. People ask us if we look alike, and we're going to start telling them that, like, we don't know each other.
do you ever do the thing like your boyfriend comes over to pick you up and your sister says?
Oh, they would figure it out right away.
They would?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Your mom and dad don't have any problem picking you apart?
Well, sometimes they'll just, like, scream somebody's name, and then it'll be the other one, and there's... Like, we have an older sister, and she kind of looks like us, too, so it's just a mess.
Oh, man, it sounds difficult. So, what's your product? What are you selling?
I'm selling handmade tufted rugs.
Handmade. Ooh, that sounds... Do you have any help? You got your other sister helping you a little bit?
Nope. It's
all
just,
by yourself?
Just me all alone.
All right, and you can make any rug you want?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, depending on the difficulty, like, it has to be somewhat.
But you make rugs like you throw in front of a door? Like a door rug,
yeah.
You know, and you can put letters on it, or whatever you want to say, like WJBM.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I could get that done.
Yeah,
I want to order one of those.
Okay.
All right, good. and you will be at the trade show.
Yep.
And they can order your rugs also online, or how do they do that?
Yeah, you can. I post on Facebook or Instagram, and you can either comment on one of those posts, or you can private message me.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Libby, for coming in today. And good luck on your rug business. Next, I have Erica Davis. The Erica Davis?
Yes.
That I've heard so much about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, Erica. What do you like to do? What's your fun things?
I like to do cheerleading, and I like to read.
You know? All right. That's good things. Have you ever, like, tried to cheerlead and read at the same time?
No.
You haven't? Okay. So what are you selling? What's your deal?
I'm selling a Jersey County themed coloring book.
Jersey County themed coloring book. I bet you were a great colorer when you were a kid. Maybe you're a great colorer now. I don't know.
No.
You love to color?
I love to color, but I'm not good at it.
You're not? Well, you should be good. You're in the coloring book business, right?
Yeah.
So what's your book? What do you have in it? What kind of things?
It has, like, the surroundings in Jersey County, like the police department, the hospital. It has, like, the Grafton Lighthouse, things like that.
Uh-huh. Does it have, like, one of the most famous buildings in probably Jersey County?
Yeah.
WJBM Station? You got that one on there?
Not yet.
Okay. But you're going to have, right? No.
I'll think about it.
All right. You know what you could do? You could put like WJBM and then maybe they could color me. What do you think?
Would I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So this coloring book, It's for what age kids? From how old? When do you start coloring? Like 3, 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 to, you know, 10 maybe. All right.
Well, old people do like to color.
Old people? Mm-hmm. Like me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I might have to get a coloring, especially if my picture's on there.
And yeah.
Yeah, I will get one for sure. I'm going to color my hair black. That's what I'm going to do.
You go for it.
All right, Erica. Thank you so much. And next on the scene, Mr. Single, Bradley Heitzig. Welcome, Bradley.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And what do you do, man, besides be single?
So I love to fish, especially at Montauk State Park trout fishing.
Oh, yeah. That's
a lot of Jersey County people go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I love to exercise. Yeah. I love to spend time outside.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you love your twin sister?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Well, you guys grew up together.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Yes, I know. It can be difficult. But
yes.
What you'll find, me, experienced, mm-hmm. I'm experienced at having a twin sister. You'll, as you get older, the closer you get.
How was that experience?
Oh, it was good.
Good?
It was good, yeah.
Not bad?
It was good. It was real good. it was special to have one. So what are you selling?
So I'm selling spices, seasonings. The name of my business is Mr. B's Rockin' Spices. They're rockin' with flavor. And the names of my spices are the Ultimate, which is Mr. B's signature. Cajun Blast has a kick to it. If you like spicy stuff, you'll like this one. From the Lou, that is a rib rub. See You on the River, that is a seafood blend. And then Burger Made, that goes on burgers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you make these spices yourself?
I do.
Wow. Have you been like into cooking and spicing or what?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So where can we get these spices?
So you can order on Facebook or through email at MrBsRockinSpices@gmail.com. Also, we will be at the CEO Trade Show on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at Farm and Home.
And you'll have plenty of spices to sell then?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Bradley. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
We'll see you then. And I have also Emma McCormick. Welcome, Emma. You are a senior as well?
Yep.
Okay. First of all, how do you like that teacher you have? That CEO teacher?
Oh,
Miss Liz Dugan, how's she?
She's a really good teacher.
Is she?
Yeah. And a really good cousin.
A really good cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder you're getting an A in this class.
Okay,
boy. So you, are you a twin as well?
I am.
We've got 3 twins in this room. It's hard to believe. Anyway, and you you play tennis?
I do play tennis.
Uh-huh. Are you pretty good, too? What's your story?
Well, I went to state.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is great.
Yep.
You're something else. What is your product? What are you doing?
I am customizing whatever people want to purchase, and it uses chenille letters, which are like a furry,
furry letters.
Yeah, furry letters.
Yeah.
And I iron them on, and they're super cute.
All right. That is super cute.
Yeah.
Furry letters, which furry letters are the trend now.
Yes.
Anybody that's anybody has got something with furry letters on it. I know that for a fact, because half my wardrobe is furry letters. So... I love my favorite letters, WJBM. That's my favorite letter.
Me too.
Yours too?
Me too.
I'm gonna get something. You're gonna get me a big shirt.
Okay.
And it's gonna have WJBM on it.
Okay.
All right. Well, where can we find these? Where can we find you at?
On Facebook or Instagram at Bloom Boutique. You can comment or message me, or you can come to the CEO Trade Show April 19th, and I'll be there.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. All right.
You too.
Well, thank you, Emma.
Oh, sorry. Gosh, I'm going to get fired the first day. Rolling.
Well, another senior here in the CEO class is Michaela Eiderman.
Whoops. I'm the junior.
Oh, the one junior.
She's the lone junior.
The lone junior. All right, here we go.
Do you want me to stop it?
Yes, yeah, stop. Now start again.
Rolling.
And another junior at the CEO class, Michaela Eilerman. Welcome, Michaela.
Rolling.
And another CEO junior, Michaela Eilerman. How are you doing, Michaela?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So, Michaela, how'd you like the CEO class you've been in?
I really, really loved it. It's probably one of the favorite, my most favorite classes that I've taken in high school.
Ever?
Yeah.
And you're a junior. How'd you get in as a junior?
Well, I wanted to take it my sophomore year, but I couldn't because I was too young.
Oh, you said, okay, put me in for a junior then.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that teacher of yours? She good?
She's pretty great.
Okay, good. So what do you do for fun?
For fun, I watch movies and I train my dogs and I like art, so I create stuff and make shirts and stuff.
Yeah, and how about those dogs? What kind of dogs are they?
I got two Aussies.
Two Aussies. That's Australian Shepherds for those that are not dog lovers. Right. And what do you train them to do?
We compete in canine agility, which is what you would see on TV, not necessarily what you see on Thanksgiving, like, oh, this dog has nice feet, this dog has nice teeth. But what we do is we run around on a course. So
okay.
Like, tunnel, jump.
All right. I've seen that.
Like
that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what are you selling on your CEO class?
So I make my own designs, and I turn them into apparel and accessories for dog lovers.
Oh, well, how convenient. Yes. All right. You know, and I am a dog lover. Yeah. I used to not, but I've changed my ways. And I have a grand dog that I really love. And so my wife does, too. And we will be getting some apparel from you.
Yeah,
and we can get it at the online, or how do you?
Yeah, so you can find us on Etsy at Burn and Red Design Company, and that's Burnin, so burning without the G.
All right, Burnin. All right. Well, thanks, Michaela. Next, we have Tate. Oh, stop.
Speak up.
And another senior in the class. Taylor Wilkinson, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good. So what do you do for fun, Taylor?
I hang out with my friends and family. I spend time outside. I was a cheerleader.
Yeah? And what do you look for in your future? Where are you going to college? What are you doing?
I'll be attending Paul Mitchell to become a cosmetologist.
Ah, all right. Do you think you can do anything with this?
Probably.
All right. And what are you selling at the CEO class?
I am doing photography.
Ah.
So at the trade show, I'll be having a photo op for people to come in and get a picture of some sort, whether it be a headshot or like a photo.
Can you take photos like for passports or something like that? You could, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it should be fun. And how can people find out about you? Like, if they need a photo, a good photo, how would they find you?
They can message me through my Facebook or Instagram page. It's just Taylor Wilkinson Photography.
Taylor Wilkinson Photography.
Yep.
All right. You hear that, folks? Taylor Wilkinson. Need a good Photoshop. All right. Thanks, Taylor. Ready.
Rolling.
And also a senior, Becca Lacey. Becca, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you're a senior, and you are going to, where are you going to college?
Lindenwood University in St. Charles.
All right. What are you studying?
Business and design. I am going to double major.
Oh, you must be really smart. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's way smart people are. They? Yeah, I'm smart. What are you doing for your CEO class? What are you selling? What product?
I am selling customized hand-pressed jewelry.
All right. Like what kind of jewelry? Bracelets?
Necklaces, rings, and bracelets.
Wow. And you make these yourself?
Yep.
And so you must be a jeweler.
Practically.
Yeah. Well, so you could go to get your business degree in design and go into making, just continue this business right on through college and make a bunch of money, right?
It's a plan.
It's a plan. All right. So how can we find out about your products?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Impressed by Becca.
Impressed by Becca. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool name. All right. Well, we'll see you at the trade show.
See you there.
All right.
Rolling.
All right. Last but not least, Bricklin Charlesworth. Yep. Welcome, Bricklin.
Thank you.
How'd you get a name like that? Bricklin Charlesworth. What a name.
I know, right? I don't know. My dad just happened
to be. Well, your dad happened to be a Charlesworth, right?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, let's get a good name that goes with Charlesworth. What's your dad's name?
Dennis.
Dennis. Oh, well, that's why he went with Bricklin. Heck yeah. He's like, well, I got to have something that goes with Charlesworth. You know, sounds more like, you know, royalty.
Yeah.
Right? Or do you come from royalty?
England, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you probably do. You look like it. So what do you do for fun?
I just like to hang out with my friends, play basketball, and I enjoy music a lot.
Oh, yeah? What do you play?
3v3. Like, basketball?
Oh, no, music.
Oh, I don't play music. I just like listening to
music.
Yeah,
yeah, me too. That's what I do. I listen and play.
Yeah.
But I just play the music, not play an instrument. So, what are you selling at this CEO thing?
Well, my event is a 3v3 outdoor basketball tournament.
3-on-3?
3-on-3, yes.
3-on-3. All right. What age groups?
Any age group. All the way from little children all the way to adults.
All right. Yeah. And so how do they get into this tournament?
They can check out my Facebook, and I will have a registration at the CEO trade show for people to sign up at.
Okay. And you're going to hold, where are you holding that?
I'm holding it at Whitman Park in Jerseyville.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
It will be.
And anybody's invited. You just don't.
Anybody.
Have, anybody in every place. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, take care, Bricklin Charlesworth. What a name.
Yeah.